What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, 92.9agame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, where we have got breaking news. Let's get right to it. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up in Sandy Springs, but we have just got the news.
They may have felt something.
Everybody before we get to that.
Anybody say what's shaking? There's stuff shaking. Folks in Sandy Springs probably felt this, folks. There was an earthquake 2 hours ago that's just south of Knoxville, and it's registered 4.1 on the Richter scale. And people have felt it all around the metro Atlanta area. We're 9 floors up here in Midtown. I didn't feel anything.
I didn't feel none either, other than the rain.
I don't want to feel anything 9 floors up in a building.
Nah.
But apparently there were some people who felt it around the area. If you may have, wherever you were, it's been confirmed that we did have an earthquake in Tennessee that's been felt as far as Lake Oconee and even down in McDonough below the airport. People say they felt it. But that's not the only earthquake we have.
No, we don't. We don't.
And something else that's shaking.
When we got this news, we thought about who can we reach out to quickly. We tried, some of the usual suspects, and unfortunately, David Archer picked up the phone. So we got him, but Arch is out there doing the Papa thing in the off season and in the Saturday morning. But the news for the rest of you, if you're just joining us, it shocked us. New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr is retiring. And instead of sitting here like we did the last segment and threw out all manner of reckless speculation as to why it's his shoulder, but what could happen next. But listen, we got a quarterback who played in the league. We got a guy who is the voice of the Atlanta Falcons. We got a guy who sees this team twice a year and probably maybe even knows Derek Carr. Your thoughts when I gave you the news? Because David, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
So now that it's had a few minutes to process, what are your thoughts that you hear that Derek Carr is retired?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Why why is it not surprising that Greg Clarkson and Sammy would be on top of the news coming out, whether it's an earthquake, whether it's car retiring? You guys always have your pulse on what's going on in affecting the city of Atlanta. So congratulations, boys. The Derek Carr, first of all, you think about Greg, the player first, right? And Derek, I thought, he was a dynamic player coming out of college, had a really good run with the Raiders, big arm, could move, all the things you were looking for in a quarterback. And unfortunately, just injuries popped up at the worst possible time. His best team of the Raiders, he hurts breaks the ankle. And it just, there were never, things never seemed to come together for Derek Carr perfectly in his career. But you look at his numbers, pretty good player. And I hate it for the player to have to kind of, it not end on his terms. He's having to step out because of this injury, it sounds like. So what's that do for the Saints? Obviously, they drafted the quarterback, Tyler Shuck, who's a big player, 6'5", 225-pound guy that's multifaceted guy. And ironically enough, he's had injury issues in his career through college, 6 years in college, I believe, in three different locations. And you got Spencer Rattler, who played last year a great deal because Derek Carr was shelled with injury last year. So you've got two young guys that were really pretty good college players. I guess we'll have to buy for this spot. But I feel bad for the player, Derek Carr, to have to go out this way. But interesting situation for New Orleans. And what does that do to potential free agent and or guys that are looking to find a place to play, a la a guy here in Atlanta? Is that a guy you would ship to New Orleans to give him an opportunity?
Ooh.
That would give the Falcons brand new pass rusher, like, just raw meat, if he could chase Kirk Cousins two times a year. But when you think about it, there's more than that. You got the Cousins situation. You had what is speculated Aaron Rodgers holding the Steelers at bay. And then there has been with this five quarterback room up in Cleveland, what happens there? I mean, the dominoes that could fall from this are going to be really interesting to watch, David.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. There's a lot of, you just painted some really interesting scenarios right there as to who might be available, and certainly Atlanta is not in the business of helping New Orleans get over their woes, right? So if you feel like, even though you probably like to be out from underneath potentially the Cousins scenario by next year or by starting the training camp, I don't know that you necessarily are interested in helping one of your division opponents. I think that most would consider Kirk, if he's healthy, one of the, you know, a top 15 quarterback in the league. So you're essentially helping one of your division rivals if you do that. I know that it does some things for you monetarily and maybe cleans the room up a little bit for a young Michael Penix, but it also probably makes you a little more deficient in the quarterback room as well, should have something unforeseen, knock on wood, happen to Michael Penix this season. So interesting decisions are going to need to be made now as we both in New Orleans, first of all, and then by those that do have a surplus of quarterbacks.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. We're so glad he had some time to spend with us this morning, David Archer. And as always, he is social. You can find him at ArcherQB16 at ArcherQB16. Saints obviously rather have this happen now than after they get into camp. You know, talk about what it allows them to do with this announcement being made now.
Sam, I don't think this is a shocker to New Orleans. I mean, we started hearing the rumblings of what was going on with Carr, and then there was the suggestion that he was not going to be able to play in the 2025 season, hence their decision to make Tyler Shuck a draft pick for them. Shuck was a guy, as you guys know, and I'm sure you covered it very closely. I looked a lot of draft stuff. There was some conversations about Shuck potentially shoving himself into the first round. The only thing that's kind of draws you back on Tyler Shuck is that his injury issues he's broken his collarbone, I believe, twice. He just has had a tough time with staying on the field. But if you look at when he's on the field from a production standpoint, outstanding. Was at Oregon, started out at Oregon, then went to Texas Tech, was outstanding at Tech, and then, of course, finished up at Louisville and did some really good things at Louisville as well when he could be on the field. So that's your near pump the brakes scenario if you're a New Orleans fan, but certainly New Orleans had some idea of what was going on, and that's why they took Shuck as high as they did. So even though he didn't go in the first round, fell there in, number two or three rounds. So you've got an opportunity to get a young quarterback that has some experience. Not a young guy. I say young guy. I think he's 25, 26 years old. So it's not like he's a young guy. But Spencer Rattler, too, showed some promise. Former Oklahoma Sooner, finished his career up at South Carolina, did some really good things at South Carolina, helped kind of get them back on the map for Shane Beamer. So they got two young quarterbacks that are going to have a pretty good fight at it, depending on who else comes to camp.
Yeah, would Aaron Rodgers be interested? Would Aaron Rodgers be even put his name in the conversation down there, since we see it seems like Pittsburgh is the place that possibly be his destination?
Yeah, it's interesting how he feels about what happened with George Pickens and the Pickens trade. Do they feel like they cleaned the building up a little bit? We know Pickens from his time here at Georgia can be very volatile, and evidently Mike Tomlin had some volatile moments with him in Pittsburgh. And I've heard it said, a number of people have said it, Ryan Clark in particular, a guy that's a Pittsburgh Steeler through and through, does his stuff on ESPN, talked about if Mike Tomlin gave up on George Pickens, then something's got to be wrong, you know, there. So Dallas acquires that situation. But does that detour, you know, an Aaron Rodgers from going there? DK Metcalf comes in. They've got some good young backs there. They did lose Najee Davenport, but they've got some good young backs that are coming in. So, yeah, Freiermuth, the tight end's a big-time player. So you start comparing that to what New Orleans is going to put on the field. From a personnel standpoint, New Orleans was really banged up at wide receiver. Shahid is a guy that was coming on for them. Obviously, the youngster that they drafted, Olave from Ohio State, big time player. He was hurt last year, so they do have players that are pretty good players, and Alvin Kamara coming back again as well. So they've got some weapons there as well. So I and maybe it'll kind of 6-1, half dozen the other. When we start trying to compare the two offenses.
David Archer joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, enough talk about the team around the corner, up the block, over there. We got you on the air for the first time since the draft has happened, and want to get your thoughts on the picks. I mean, everybody just seems over the moon happy about what the Falcons addressed during the draft this year, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you and your thoughts on these players that they grabbed and the outlook on this team as they head into training camp.
Boy, Greg, I felt like, you know, certainly I think anybody that's followed the Falcons you knew defense was probably going to be a priority. Certainly felt like defense was going to be a priority over the last couple of seasons, but they steered clear of that. And this year they concentrated on the defense. That seemed to be where they were going to go. But to be able to get what I termed hunters, you got two hunters in the first round. As it turns out, Terry did a great job. I mean, Jalen Walker falling to 15 was a bit of a surprise, I think, by most people. With all the offensive players coming off the board, Carolina takes a receiver, New Orleans takes an offensive lineman, you're thinking, wait a minute, this could happen. You know, Mykael Williams or Jalen Walker still going to be on the board here. Is Atlanta going to be able to get an opportunity to get one of those guys? And you get Jalen Walker, a multifaceted guy that can play in the second level, run and hit linebacker, blitz through the gaps, but going to play on the edge some for Atlanta. Looks like he's going to start on the edge. Just a dynamic, I think, playmaking type player. And then for Terry to be as aggressive as he was to jump back in and get James Pierce Jr. I know there's some comments and things that I've looked at from Atlanta burning the 26th first-round draft pick to get James Pierce Jr. get back in the first round. Essentially, you just look at it as, hey, we took our 26th draft pick, first-round draft pick this year, and he happens to be in the 26th selection in James Pierce Jr., so you don't have one next year. You're looking to win this year. You got a young quarterback. You got a young, talented receivers. You got a couple of hunters on the defensive side of the football that you add to an emerging Arnold Ebiketie. You add to Leonard Floyd, who comes in, who all he's done is sack the quarterback over the last five seasons of his career. You love the way that dynamic pass rush potentially could just immediately be fixed. And then you jump back in and you get two hunters on the back end. When was the last time you guys have been doing radio a long time, been reporting on TV a long time, Sammy? When was the last time you remember a team drafting two players that had 24 career interceptions between them coming to a team?
That's amazing. That's simply amazing.
That's what you're getting at Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman Jr. Those guys have 24 picks in their career and five or six of them been taken back for touchdowns. You talk about hunters in the back end now. Not only did you get guys to hunt the quarterback, you got two guys to hunt the football. I mean, just I thought that was a dynamic. I'm really excited about what they did in the draft, and hopefully these guys can come in. Last time we had four rookie starters, what was it, Sam, 2016?
Boy, it was.
He took a team to a Super Bowl, huh?
Yep, sure did. That's another guy they managed to get way on the back end, too, is Bryant out of Kansas. I mean, to me, that was almost a bonus that they were able to land somebody with his credentials.
No question about it. Kobe Bryant, big-time player out of Kansas, three-time first-team All-Big 12 defender at the corner spot. Talk about a ball hawk again. He had, what, 11 interceptions as a Kansas Jayhawk? You got a number of guys that were in that rookie free agent scenario that are out in Flowery Branch this weekend showing their wares that were considered fourth, fifth, sixth-round picks that you end up signing that are coming in here. Kobe Bryant's one of those guys.
Listen, Sam, we got to go. This has been great. Everybody's pivoting, doing a great job here. And since I think we pulled David away from some family duties, we're going to give him a chance to give a shout-out. I'm not sure, so forgive me, I'm not sure if your mom is still with us. But if she is, give her, definitely your wife, a little shout-out there.
For Mother's Day.
You know, for Mother's Day, which is tomorrow. We're not on tomorrow, so we're doing this, knocking this out today, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to my mother. She is alive. She's still lives. She's living down and just had her 87th birthday. Lives down in St. Pete, Florida.
Wonderful.
And happy Mother's Day, of course, to my wife, who's carried the load for our four children over the years and stuff like that. But happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and make sure you take care of them because they're why we're here.
There you go. We'll get back to family duties, but thanks for taking a second and coming on with us as we broke this news today.
Thanks, Arch.
Always great to be with you guys, and way to keep your finger on the pulse. You guys are always on top of it. See you guys.
Actually, we were just watching.
Between that and the earthquake.
Yeah, and that and the earthquake. But anyway, listen, David, hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.